Lesson 1. His Eminence Sheikh Hasanzadeh starts the book with a very important paragraph. This paragraph alone can be viewed as a summary, an abridged summary of the whole 150 lessons that he outlines in the book. And this is a translation of how he starts the book in the first lesson. And I quote, I translate, he says, "That which is perceived is existence. We exist, and other than us, whatever is, exists. We are nothing but existence, have nothing but existence, perceive nothing but existence, and see nothing but existence. The opposite of existence is non-existence, which is not, is nothingness, does not exist. It is not any thing, and so cannot be perceived in the first place in the external realm of reality. Even discussing or conceiving it, i.e. mentally, can only be done under the umbrella of existence." I'll explain that later. "Existence is the source of and the origin to an infinite vast array of emanations, actualizations, and manifestations. Whatever emanates, actualizes, or manifests in reality must have done so through existence, not non-existence. This principle is the most self-evident of principles. In short, other than existence, there is nothing. All is, and all manifestations arise through existence. Existence runs the order of the universe. It is rather the universe per se." Now that's the opening paragraph of His Eminence Sheikh Hasanzadeh Amuli. Here, in this opening paragraph, he's introducing the term existence, and that whatever is around us, whatever is perceived in the physical realm, in the metaphysical realm, in reality, in short, in the real realm, whatever is perceived, it's existence. Non-existence doesn't exist. There is no thing called nothingness in reality. And there he says, even were you to mentally conceive of non-existence, after all, mentally you can conceive with the notion of non-existence. But even when mentally conceiving of nothingness or non-existence, one has already acknowledged thingness. One has already acknowledged existence before conceiving of no-thingness or non-existence. Hence, without the concept of existence, one could not have even conceived of non-existence. And so that's when he was saying or writing that even discussing or conceiving it can only be done under the umbrella of existence. That's what he meant. Under the umbrella of existence, even if it's a mental deliberation of non-existence, which is possible, but even mentally conceiving of non-existence, it's a branch of, it's dependent upon, initially conceiving of existence. In any case, in the external world, all there is existence. Journeying beyond existence is only, therefore, a mental construct. It has no reality. It's in the mind. There's nothing beyond existence called non-existence. Non-existence is impossible. Now, nothing in reality is existence-free. Nothing is existence-less. All depends upon existence. Whatever is, it's existing. Now, existence, that pure existence, not a given existent, which has a particular shape or form or color and so on and so forth. No, pure existence, it doesn't have a beginning. If it did, what was there before existence? Either you say there was something which would prove that existence always was and has no beginning, because if it has a beginning, what was there before existence? If you say there was something, well, you said something, so existence still is. If you say there was nothing before existence, nothingness is impossible. It's a non-reality. It's non-existence. There is nothing. It doesn't exist. You can't point to something and say, let me introduce you to this. This is non-existence. No. Whatever is existence. All that there is, it's existing. Nothingness is not real, save in the mind. And even then, as we said, it's under the umbrella of existence. Also, existence, that pure existence, does not have an end. Because if it did, what is there beyond it? If you say there's something beyond it, after it, well, that's existence again. Which would prove that existence will be and will always be. If you say there's nothing after the cessation of existence, there is nothingness, well, that's impossible. Non-existence is a non-reality. So existence was, is, and will be. From pre-eternity to post-eternity. There's no beginning, there's no end. Existence never ceases to be. Not being is impossible. No, in quotes, thing can, in quotes, not be. Okay? No thing can not be. All things are. Existence always was. And everything is existing. It's existence full. It's not existence less. Everything depends on existence. That's why, as a predicate to any given thing, you can say exists. A, exists. B, exists. C, exists. It's all existing. But all these different things of different colors, shapes, and forms, they all depend upon existence. None of them are existence-free. None of them are existence-less. Now, this lesson must be well acknowledged before encountering any endeavor in the domains of science or theology. It's because the scientist or theologian, they know that this real existence and that non-existence is impossible, that they go and try to discover things in the realms of science. They know that it's existence that they want to go and discover in different shapes and forms. If they knew that X thing is non-existent, they would never go after it. What is there for them to go towards? And this idea of existence is so self-evident that we may easily lose sight with regards to it. It's a fact innate to us all, irrespective of race, culture, or religion. We are all indebted to existence. Escaping the boundaries and dominion of existence is impossible. You show me anywhere which is existence free. It's impossible. You can't escape the barriers, the boundaries of existence. Oh, existence, We submit to you irrespective of whether or not we are aware of such a submission. That is something, this phrase that I've just uttered, is something that every creature is uttering inside themselves. When you drink a glass of water, the glass exists, the water exists, your mouth exists, your hand exists. You raise the glass, you drink the water goes down. It's all existence. You're submitting to existence in every single action that you commit during the day. Everyone is submitting to existence. No one can not submit to existence. It's absolutely impossible. Everyone is submitting to existence, whether they're aware of such a submission or not. For verily, whatever is, it's you in dimension, you being existence. Whatever is, it's existence in dimension. A book is existence in a particular shape and form. A human body is existence manifested in a particular shape and form. A television is existence. A glass of water is existence. The teacher, the plant, the animal, the stars, the planet, everything, air, water, minerals, it's all manifestations, actualizations of existence in a particular shape and form. But none of them are existence free. They are all dependent upon existence, wholly dependent upon existence. Whatever there is, it's you, existence, in dimension, manifesting existence. Everything that there is surrounding you, it's manifesting that pure existence in different shapes and forms. And we are saying, even if we're not aware of it, we know innately, and we speak to existence and say, oh existence, we submit to you. We submit to you. This is ordained. No one can escape existence. Even when one was born, the first thing that the newborn perceived was existence. The newborn's quest for milk, the newborn's affinity towards a warm chest, the newborn's hunger, the newborn's crying, all these are manifestations of and slogans of a tongueless newborn chanting greetings, O existence. That newborn understands innately that the warm chest exists. Otherwise, the newborn wouldn't have been driven towards it. The newborn sees that milk exists, hunger exists, and I want to satiate it. All these are truths that the newborn is submitting to. Before the warm chest, before the milk, before the hunger, before perceiving of these realities, there was one reality that the newborn innately was aware of, and that is, it's all existence. Existence is. It's a reality. And in the very beginning, the newborn is chanting out loud, albeit not verbally, but within oneself, crying out loud, exclaiming, greetings, O existence.